obviously always been someone who's advocated for Asian women, especially Southeast Asian women, to enter into positions of leadership. And my passion has always been that we need more representation in those, you know, from elected office, you know, to people, to teachers, to people in public service, so that, you know, people look like us, you know, and I think for me it comes from growing up in a refugee household where going to school, I never had, you know, an Asian teacher or Asian woman teacher, but I think that that matters, and that we need to, you know, train more people into those type of positions where they can serve the public. I, you know, when I ran for office myself when I was 22 years old, and a lot of it was because I looked at the school committee in my city at the time, and I said, you know, no one really is talking about our issues. No one really understands. And so I was like, I looked around and I was like, no one else is going to do this. So I decided to run for office. And in that position, I was able to be a voice for, you know, students who, and parents who otherwise wouldn't have someone who really understood their issues.